So you guys have had a couple of hitting practices now. What can you tell about this defense to this point, if anything, from these practices?
You know, it's so early. You know, with all of us together, all of us getting all the scheme at one time, and it's so early to predict anything or to see, you know, how we are. It's just good to have everybody out there flying around. You know, Snacks and 54, you know, those are great players. And, you know, number 20, he's doing amazing things on the outside. And it's just finally good to be playing some football with the unit.
I guess what I'm asking is, you've been around this league for a while. You know that there are certain hurdles or litmus tests that you want to see in the development of a defense.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any of those hurdles so far, or any of those tests passed to this point?
Well, we're at the initial stages right now. We're forming those adhesive bonds right now on the back end, you know what I mean? And we're creating those. We're learning the details about each position in this defense. The new guys got a little bit of way to go, but that's what we're on right now. We're learning, we're building together, we're learning how to work with each other right now, and I think we're doing a good job at it. And the more and more days that we stack together, you know, training camp, you know, these days kind of run together, and as more and more good days we stack up, the better we'll be. Not really. I mean, we got a good group of guys. And I say good, I mean great, as in like a whole bunch of experience. You know, Keenan Robinson, Kelvin Shepherd, you know, they've played a lot of football in other places. Me and JT came in last year. Brinkley came in last year. You know, we were veteran guys coming in. And you got Mark and Devin Kennard and, you know, young stud BJ Goodson. Like, you know, it's a lot of depth there. And, you know, we're all trying to figure out, you know, where we're exactly going to be at. And, you know, we're just everybody trying to learn the different positions. So, you know, when Spags is using different personnel groups, you know, we can all fit the mold.
Where do you think you fit into that?
Wherever I'm needed. You know, I played a little Mike last year. I played Will last year. I played the Buck Nickel linebacker last year. You know, and I'm a veteran guy. You know, I feel like I got a good grasp of the defense. So, you know, whatever position they want me to play, you know, I'll play it. You know, and I'm ready to do it, and I'm willing to do it.
What kind of challenges come for a defense when you don't have a three down the middle linebacker if they like to go that route?
Well, I mean, it puts a lot on, I feel like, the linebacker group in general. You know, you might not put too much responsibility on one person, per se, you know, having the middle linebacker. Let's go back. Let's say Beeson. Beeson was the middle linebacker since he was here. You know, and then when Beeson went down and he had some injury, it kind of was like, okay, McClain was there. And then when I came, it was like Unga. You know, it puts a lot on the other guys. You know, so there's really not one guy, per se. But it puts a lot on the guys, and I feel like the room that we have, the amount of character that we have in that room is outstanding, and I feel like we're all capable of handling it.
Have you experienced that in any of your other stops aside from here in Atlanta last year? You kind of had to do that.
But. Yeah, well, a little bit. A couple years ago in New Orleans, Vilma had a suspension, and we had to kind of figure out what was going on then. And like I said, it just put a lot on the other guys, which is. You know, if you're a professional, you know, you come to work every day. If a coach asks you to do a little extra, I mean, that's not that big of a deal. You know, you got to approach it the right way. You know, you got to be in your book. You got to be studying. And, you know, you got to review. You know, it's like a syllabus in any semester. You know, it's like, you know, you study the easy stuff or the, you know, the introduction stuff or the prerequisite stuff in the beginning. But at the end, you still got to come back to the stuff that you did in the beginning. It's kind of like that.
In the offseason, you guys added a lot to help the defense. I mean, today you had Leon Hall. I mean, when you see that, how do you react?
I mean, you got to be excited about it. You know, I played against Leon when we were in the Big Ten, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin guy. You know, and he played a lot of football here in the NFL. And, you know, I feel like we're doing a good job in bringing in the right guys. I don't know him like that, but just his body of work speaks for itself. And, you know, I think we're trying to do everything we can to be a successful defense, a successful team.
I mean, are you sit there and saying this isn't a 32nd ranked defense anymore?
I mean, only time will tell with that. You know, we definitely don't have that feeling. You know, I feel like the way we're approaching work and the way we are attacking every day, like we want to be number one. You know, statistically, of course, last year we still got to live with that. You know, the numbers on our names, but. You know, we're trying to rectify that, and I feel like upstairs they did a good job in bringing in the right guys, and we just got to make sure we keep that bond and keep going and keep getting better every day.
Jonathan, I know every time I talk about this defense, I mentioned that it was last in the league last season.
That's you that keep doing that?
I do, and okay. I worry about it. Are you sick of hearing that?
You know what? It is what it is. You know, you got to be a pro. You know, we was out there. I was out there. You know, I was out there in the third downs. I was out there in the 2 minute. You know, and it's tough to watch sometimes. You know, we weren't as good as we should have been, I felt like. And I feel like, you know, honestly, I think we let Coughlin down. You know, it was a tough year. Our offense did, you know, they did what they were supposed to do in a lot of games. And defense, we didn't pull through when we were supposed to in a lot of games. You know, some games we played well. Some games at the end of the game, we just didn't do what we're supposed to do. And, you know, that's us. You know, we got to take it. It's myself, Spags, all the linebackers, the D linemen, the new guys coming in. You know, we all got to wear that. And we're here to rectify that.
So how much is that a reminder? How much is that motivation? And how much does Spags remind you of that and the need to be better?
I mean, every day. We watch film on last year's film. You know, when we're watching and installing, the only thing we have is last year's film. And, you know, sometimes it don't look quite like how we want it to look, you know, but that's the motivation. You know, we're all men. We're all prideful human beings. And this game is recorded by everybody. You know, it's recorded by other teams, the GMs and you guys and the fans. And, you know, we want to put a good product out there for ourselves, for our team, for our families, you know. And it's tough to swallow when, you know, when that number's on your back. You know, you're at number 32. That's tough. You know, and like I said, we're all grown men and we're all, you know, responsible and, you know, hungry human beings. And we want to do better and we will do better.
You watch the tape, but is an actual number brought up? 30 seconds.
I mean, it's like the elephant in the room. You know, it's kind of hard not to say, you know, every now and again. And, you know, if we feel like we're being content in any way, you know, the number will get said by somebody in some type of way.
Because you got the everyday reminder of what you guys did last year, does it feel like you guys as a unit that's you know part of the reason why he's not here anymore?
You know what? I wouldn't say that. That was more of a personal response, you know, and you know me being a veteran and kind of understanding how things work. And you know, New York, you guys are tough, man. You know, you beat us up a little bit, but it comes with the territory. You know, we haven't had, and I say we as in the Giants organization. We rolled off a couple 6-10 seasons in a row, missing the playoffs, and the demand is high here, you know, and that's the bar that Coughlin set. Coughlin set that bar, you know. He's got a couple rings under his belt, and we got to keep that tradition. And you know, anything under that, you know, it's a underachievement.